Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
早上上班很开心啊，双师傅跟唱。Thank you, Timothy. Okay. Today is the first week of the year.
今天是新年的第一个
主日。We are going to start a new series in our preaching.
我们会开始新的。
For this first quarter, we'll go through six chapters of the book of Daniel.
在第一个季度，我们会会研讨但以理书前面第六章。
And then the latter part of the quarter, we're going to spend time on the book of Colossians.
下一个季度我们会学习哥罗西书。
Okay, let's pray before we start.
祷告，
就是谢谢给我们能够在这里一起的敬拜，也希望我们彼此的勉励，彼此的学习，能够在主里面能够长进，教导我们能够越来越像我们主耶稣基督。感谢主，奉主的圣名祈求，阿门。Today we're going to talk on the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
今天我们要讨论但以理书第一章。
And let's read the chapter together. It's not too long. It's 21 verses.
这个有二十一节，那我们一起读一下今天的经文。
It seems like it's kind of small. Well,
是看着比较小。
If it's too far, you can look at people's back. It's the same screen. Okay.
在后面这个也有这个大屏幕，大家可以看。
Okay, let's start with reading.
我们开始读中文和英文都可以。
Yeah. In the third year reign of Jehoiakim, Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came.
撒冷降臣为困。主将犹大王约押进并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拉殿，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。王吩咐代监长亚施皮拉从以色列人的宗室和贵族中带进一个人来，那场没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样的学问，知识聪明具备，族人侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派令将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族人但以理、哈拉利亚、米迦勒、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拉尼亚为沙德拉，称尼沙利为尼沙，称亚萨利亚为亚伯里哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。太监长对但以理说，我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他领见你们的面貌，给你们同岁的少男人经受，怎么好呢？这样你们就是我们的头在王那里难保。但以理对太监长所派管理但以理、哈拉尼亚、以沙利、亚撒尼亚的委办说，求你试试仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王膳那少年人的面貌，就照你们所看的待仆人吧。你看便允准他们这件事，试看他们十天，过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王膳的一切少年人更加俊美非凡。于是委办撤去派他们用的膳饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。这四个少年人，神在各样文字学文上赐福他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和通晓。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前，王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拉尼亚、米沙利、亚撒尼亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明，也通过的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到居罗士王元年，但以理还在。
The theme of Daniel is very stand out quite a lot. It's just about the sovereignty of God, okay, over human history.
大以理书的主题这个是很明显，就是关于神在人类历史中掌权。
And the book of Daniel records the changes of kings and dynasties.
大以理书也记录了历代的君王和朝代的这个更替。
There are different amazing and impossible events recorded in the book.
在这些里面有很多让人惊奇的，甚至不可思议的一些事情。
And like such as the ability of Daniel to know the dream of the king and the explanation without the king telling him anything.
其中包括就是大以理有这样的能力，能够在这个国王还没告诉他任何事情，他就知道他的梦，也帮能够解释他的梦。
And the ability of the fire.The inability of the fire to hurt Daniel and three friends.
也包括但以理的三个朋友，有这样的能力不受这个火的伤害。
And the losing of the mind of the king Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years, and yet without losing his kingdom.
尼布加尼撒王就是癫狂了七年，但是还没有失掉他的这个王国。
And Daniel was being cast to a lion's den, but yet he was not hurt.
但以理就是。在这个狮子的坑中没有受伤害。
And the revelation to Daniel what are going to happen in the future.
也带你接受的启示就是关于这个将来要发生的事情。
Now this point to one reality that God is in control of human history.
所有的这些事情就指向一个现实，那就是神在历史中掌权。
The past, the present, and the future.
这个从过去到现在到将来。
And today we are only focused on chapter 1 we just read.
我们今天就主要是集中在第一章。
And before this, we just want to give a brief history of Israel.
在我讲这些以前，我想跟你介绍一下，简单的介绍一下以色列的历史。
And since they left the Egypt, Moses led them out of Egypt.
从摩西带领以色列人出埃及以后。
Into the promised land.
他们进入迦南地应许地。
They are kind of a loose group, you know, governed by the judges and the priests and it's a very loose group.
他们就是形成一个松散的这个王国。
And then later on, they ask for a king.
在后来的时候，他们向神要一个王。
And the first king is King Saul.
第一个国王是扫罗王。
But King Saul was good in the beginning, but then later on he turned away and then he just moved away from God.
扫罗王有一个很好的开始，但是后来他逐渐的就远离神，有一个不好的结局。
And so God chose another king, King David.
那后来神又拣选了这个大卫王。
And followed by his son King Solomon.
紧接着是扫罗门来做王。
And this is the peak of the Israelite history.
这个是以色列历史王国历史里的顶峰。
And under these three kings, they have a united kingdom.
在这个三个王的时候，他们是一个联合的王国。
And after King Solomon, the country split into two countries.
在所罗门以后，他们分裂成两个国家。
And the northern kingdom is called Israel.
北国叫以色列。
It consists of 10 tribes.
他们有其中有十个部落。
The southern kingdom is called Judah.
南国叫犹大。
And they are consist of two tribes.
他们有两个支派。
Now all the kings in the northern kingdom, Israel, all of them were bad kings.
在北国以色列，所有的国王都是属于邪恶的。
So the kingdom was destroyed in a short time.
所以他们的这个国家在很短时间之内就被毁灭了。
In the 722 BC, they were destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria.
在主前722年，他被亚述王所灭。
And the southern kingdom Judah has kind of intermediately have some good kings.
在南国犹大，他们时而不时的有一些比较好的王。
But they gradually fell apart anyway.
但是他们还是慢慢的这个败坏了。
And gradually they turn away from the law, and so finally they also fell apart.
他们慢慢的就是远离神，变得败坏。
And the first major defeat was by Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar.
南国就是第一次这个比较大的失败，那是在巴比伦王尼布加尼撒做王的时候。
That's in the year of 605 BC.
大概在主前605年。
And some of the citizens were being exiled to Babylon.
所以有些这个犹大人就被流放到巴比伦。
And Daniel and his three friends were among this first group of exile.
所以大以理和他的三个朋友就是在第一批被流放的人之间。
But the kingdom Judah still keep on mean the rebel against the Babylonians.
南国犹大，他一直是想这个反叛巴比伦。
So they were defeated the second time in 597 BC.
在第597年的主前597年的时候，他们又再一次被打败了。
And the king Nebuchadnezzar set up a puppet king there.
巴比伦王尼布加尼撒又在所以在犹大设立了一个傀儡的王。
And God ordered them, tell them to submit to King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是神也通也告诉他们要顺服这个巴比伦王。
But they won't listen. They keep trying to rebel against him.
那犹大国他们就不愿意听从。
And they tried to befriend Egypt to help them to rebel the king of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以犹大就试图和埃及来建立联盟，来针对这个巴比伦。
But Egypt failed to protect them.
但是埃及也不能够保护这个犹大。
And so they were defeated the third time in 586 BC.
在第三次主前586年的时候，他们又再一次被击败。
And this time, all the governing members were exiled, or even killed or exiled.
所以在这一次的时候，犹大国这些掌权的人也被流放或者被杀死了。
And the capital, Jerusalem, and the temple were ransacked.
在这个首都耶路撒冷和这个神的圣殿也是被毁灭。
All the valuable items, properties, items were being taken back to taken to Babylon.
所以这些有价值的东西都被带到这个巴比伦去了。
And the Israelites ceased to have to exist as a nation, for several hundred years.
从那个时候开始，以色列就不再是成为一个国家，一直持续了几百年。
And that's the background of the story of Daniel.
这是但以理故事的这个背景。
Now Daniel, the name means that God is my judge.
但以理的意思就是神是我的审判。
But he was given a Babylonian name called Belteshazzar.
他也有一个巴比伦的名字。
Means that the lady protect the king.
这个是就是保护王的女王，女神。
This lady is their goddess.
就是他们的这个女神。
Now, from this first chapter, what we know about Daniel and his three friends.
那从第一章我们知道但以理和他的三个朋友的什么事情呢？
And from there we know that they were smart and they were handsome.
从这些经文里面我们知道他们很聪明，也很相貌也俊美。
So this is what we want, right?
这也是我们所想要的。
And this is what the Bible described them.
这是圣经来这样描述他们的。
They were young, no defects, good looking, so intelligent, right? Everyone wants that.
他们年轻，没有残疾，也相貌俊美，但是每个人都想象这样。
That's why they were selected.
这也是为什么他们被选中了。
And what else do we know about these four young men?
那我们还知道什么呢？关于这四个人。
And they were determined to follow God.
他们立志跟随神。
They were God.Fearing individuals.
他们是敬畏神的人。
Later on, we know that they even put their life on the line, to follow God.
后来我们也知道，他们为了这个服侍神，他们甚至可以把自己的生命置于危险之中。
Our mindset is extremely important feature when we serve the Lord.
当我们服侍神的时候，我们的心智是非常重要的。
A lot of time, people's heart changes, towards the Lord because of the changes of the environment around them.
有时候因为我们周围环境的变化，我们对神的这个心态、神的心智也会产生变化。
They may make excuses. They have to change to adapt to a new environment because of changes.
他们当这个环境变化的时候，他们会为自己找借口，来自己为自己的改变来找借口。
But every change of direction, you have to understand, it leads to different consequences.
但是我想你们应该知道，当每一次我们的方向改变的时候，会有。产生不同的后果。
We have the right to choose direction, but we don't have the right to choose what is going to be the result.
我们有这个权利来选择我们的方向，但是我们没有这个能力来选择我们这个方向产生的结果。
That's why mindset to follow God is very important.
这就是为什么说我们的心智是非常重要的。当我们这个服侍神的时候。
There's a guy or lady, I don't know whether his or her gender, His name is Power anyway. He's, I just say he, okay? He's 104 years old.
有一个人叫 Powell， 我不知道他的性别，就假定他是一个男性，他活了104岁。
And he made a statement like this. I think a verse I learned years ago that pretty much sums up my philosophy of life.
他说了这样一段话，他就说，在这么多年的生活之中，我学到了这些，来这样来总结我的人生哲学。
Say ship sails east, ship sails west on the same winds that blow.
在同样的这个风向的情况下，船可以向东，船也可以向西走。
It is the set of sails and not the gales that determine where you go.
是决定我们往哪里走的，是不是这个风的方向，而是这个帆。
So in the same manner, when we are facing similar outward situations.
同样的道理，当我们面对这个外在的情况的时候，
It is not the environment, but our mindset determines the results.
不是我们周围的环境，而是我们自己的心智来决定这个后果。
Christians in China right now are facing persecution.
可能在中国的基督徒可能会面临这些迫害。
Well, now they are facing persecution now, okay, under pressure, not only in the future.
现在就是现在正在面临这个迫害。
Not as bad as during the Cultural Revolution yet.
可能还不像这个文化大革命的时候那么糟糕。
But still, some Christians and churches are under a lot of pressure.
但是就是有很多这个基督徒也很多教会也是有很多的压力和限制。
And some Christians are being arrested already.
有些信徒已经被关起来了。
But amidst all these difficulties, some people will build up and get stronger in their faith.
就是在这些困难的时候，但有些人就是得到了建造，他们的信心会更加的坚固。
And some follow the government's instruction and they deny their faith.
那有些人就跟随了这个政府的这个命令，然后就是否认了他们的信仰。
Why is the same persecution produce different results?
那为什么在相同的迫害下会有对不同的人有不同的后果？
It's different mindset.
因为不同的心智。
What does your faith mean to you?
那你的信仰对你来说意味着什么？
Some decide to follow Jesus, you know, regardless of the consequence.
那对有些人来说，就不管后果怎么样，他们还是要立定跟随耶稣。
Some drop their faith for short-term gain.
那有些人就弃绝了信仰，就是为短期的好处来弃绝信仰。
I don't know what I would choose, you know, under this kind of persecution.
那在这样的情况下，我不知道我会做什么样的选择。
But one thing I've learned.
但有我学到了一件事情。
Don't put yourself in hypothetical situations and then come up with a hypothetical answer.
那就是不要把你自己放在这些假设的这些情况下，然后给出一个你假设的一个答案。
It's meaningless.
这样没有意义。
The Lord will give you the strength and wisdom when the moment comes.
当这个时刻来临的时候，神会给我们力量和会给我们智慧。
It's just like Paul said here.
就像这个保罗在这里所说的。
God never won't let you be tempted beyond your strength.
神不叫你们所受的试探过于你所能受的。
And with the temptation also comes the outlet, you know, the way to get out.
在你们在受试探的时候会给你们条出路。
And so you can endure it.
所以你们能够忍受得住。
So don't imagine something, okay? I imagine I'm in that situation, imagine what I'll do. No, don't do that. Don't have to do it. It's meaningless right now.
所以你不要想象你在处在这样的迫害情况下，不要你不需要这样来做。
假想啊。So God will give you the strength at that time and the wisdom at that time.
神会在这样的时候会给你智慧和力量。
But Daniel was highly favored by God, not because of that he was smart and he was handsome.
那但以理被神很看重，不是因为他很聪明，也很相貌俊美。
We just say all these qualities were highly valued by man.
尽管这些他的这些品质、这些条件，那当然被人很看重。
But God, the Bible tells us that.
圣经告诉我们。
All these qualities given by God anyway.
这些资历、这些品格，都是神所给予他们的。
All God asks from each one of us is faithfulness.
那神所问我们要的，那就是我们的忠心。
David and his three friends were under high pressure, and they could easily buckle.
但以理和他的三个朋友实际上面临很大的压力，他们很容易屈服。
And they were ordered to eat the king's, they were ordered to feast on the king's food, okay?
他们接到命令要吃这个国王提供的食物。
I'm sure that food tastes better than the water and the veggie they asked for.
我相信这些食物应该吃起来味道不错，应该很好吃。
我不知道是 it's the food for the king, so it must be pretty good, okay? So it's kind of a push and pull situation.
所以这里面就是既有威逼又有利诱。
It's pushed by the king, order them, you have to eat this.
他是这个国王来逼迫他们必须得吃。
And it's a pull because it tastes does taste better.
也是利诱，因为这些食物可能尝起来味道更好。
Today we are facing the same situation challenges.
那现在我们也面临相同的情况。
The original Greek in the book of James, which translates into trials.
在雅各书里面这个试炼，这个起初的这个希腊文的意思是。
It can be translated as trial, or it can be translated as temptation.
所以它可以是试炼，也可以是试探。
So someone is pushing you, you know, forcing you to depart from your faith.
那有人在逼迫你的时候，逼迫你离弃你的信仰。
But also something tempting you, you know, to leave your faith.
那有同时也有东西呢，诱惑你，让你离弃你的信仰。
But whether it's trial or temptation, it produces the same effect.
但是这个试炼和试探会产生相同的后果。
It drags us away from our faith, from our God.
那让我们离我们的信仰更远，让我们离神更远。
And this is what Satan wants. This is what Satan wants.
这个是就是是撒旦想要我们这样。
And so I hope each one of us will be like Daniel, doing following the law, Jesus.
那当然，我们希望我们每一个人都能像丹尼尔丹尼这样来跟随。耶稣基督。
But the same God who worked in Daniel's life also works in our life today.
那就神在但以理生命中的作为，也同样在我们的生命中这样来作为。
The Bible tells us He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督是从昨日到今日到永远都是一样的。
Now what else do we know about this young man?
那我们关于这些年轻人，我们还知道什么呢
？Not only what I've read is that not only they have high IQs.
那么他们不仅也有很聪明，有很高的这个 IQ，
智商是吧 ？OK， 智商。
智商。
They also have very high EQ。
他们也有很高的这个情商。
How do you observe this？
那我们怎么知道这些的呢？
那 the Bible tells us they were well liked by the kings and officials。
圣经这么说，他们这些年轻人就是不仅仅是国王这些官员，周围的人都喜欢他们。
Daniel served at prominent positions for the kings, for different kings.
但以理一直在为这些国王效劳的时候，一直处于一个显要的位置。
It spanned over two kingdoms, two dynasties.
他这个跨越了这个两个不同的王国。
From about 605 BC to about 535 BC.
他一直从主前605年到主前535年，一直
about 70 years he was serving different kings.
他一直70年以来，他一直在为这些不同的国王在做事情。
I just wonder why these kings want to employ foreigners, you know, to serve them.
有时候我现在就是觉得好奇，为什么这些国王愿意雇佣这些外国人来服侍他们
？It might be egotistic, okay? They feel good, you know, they feel have to serve me.
可能是也就是这些国王他们自大的原因，他们就是说这些外国人来为我效劳。
But there must be a reason that how Daniel, why Daniel last so long?
但那一定有一个原因，为什么但以理能够一直这么长的时间能够做来处在这样一个位置
？Other than he served God faithfully, he is determined to serve God.
就除了他这个立志这个忠心的服侍神以外，他是一直在服侍这些人。
How do we see that they have high EQ?
那我们怎么知道他们有很高的情商
？We talk about these four young men, they are God fearing.
我们刚才讲过，这四个年轻人都是敬畏神的。
And they are not willing to defile themselves by the food offered by the king.
他们不愿意这个国王给他们的食物来玷污自己。
Because all these foods have been offered to idols.
因为这些食物也在已经献给过这些偶像。
Instead, they ask for water and veggie.
他们没有要这些，就只是要了这个水和这个蔬菜。
We just said for sure, you know, the king's food must taste better than water and veggie.
他们说，就是尽管这些食物， 就是国王的食物也肯定是比水和这个蔬菜要更好吃。
My company provides meals, okay? My California company provides meals.
就是我在加州的公司，他们提供免费的这些沙拉。
Yeah, you say right, you say for meal, right? There's a big salad bar. Okay.
有。
But after several years, every day eating the same salad, you know, it's become very dry.
可以，可能应该连续几年一直吃同样的沙拉的话，可能味道也不咋地。
But these four young men insist on having veggies and water.
那这四个年轻人一直坚持要只要这个水和蔬菜。
But even in their resistance, they were considerate of the official who take care of them.
尽管他们这样，他们就是他们很坚持，但是他们还是顾念来和他们接触的这些官员。
They didn't just tell him our way or highway.
他没有告诉这些巴比伦的官员说要么听我的，要么你走开。
They know that they'll get him into trouble.
他们这样的话，他可能会让他们有麻烦。
So instead, this is just a 10-day trial period.
他们只是建议说这个让他们试用十天。
And let's see if the result is good, then they could go on.
如果结果不错的话，他们可以继续这样。
But if it's not desirable, then they will follow his way. 如果结果不好，
就是如果这样结果不好的话，他们就愿意听从这些官员的话。
I think this is a perfect solution under the circumstances.
我觉得就是在这样的情况下，这可能是一个完美的解决方案。
It's a good testament to show their faith in God.
那也这也是一个好的见证，就来显示他们对神的这个信心。
They believe that God is going to intervene.
他们相信神会干预他们。
At the same time, they show that they care about other people.
在同时，他们显示出他们也顾念他们周围的人。
I mean, this is a good model for us for our witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样，这是一个好的方式，让我们来见证主耶稣。
You keep people and God and people in your mind, with all our daily dealings.
所以在每天的生活中，我们顾念神，也顾念人。
Respect of God, respectful of God, and respectful other people.
我们也也尊重神，也尊重人。
We can see that Daniel and his three friends were very flexible in dealing with daily business.
我们可以看得出来，但以理和他的朋友，他们很灵活。
And they have other people in mind.
他们就是想到能够为别人着想。
So they have good people skill.
他们也有很好的这个人际处理人际关系的技巧。
As a matter of fact, as a result, they gain favor in the eyes of man.
所以结果就是人们都喜欢他们。
I shared with students one time about the importance of EQ in their careers.
我就是和学生分享过，就是关于这个情商在他们职业生涯的这个重要性。
If you have high IQ, you have the advantage. You get the advantage of landing a job.
如果你很高的智商的话，你可能在找工作的时候有优势。
Yes, if you graduate from a famous school, prestigious school, Harvard, Stanford, or whatever, yes, you can land a job easier.
如果你从那些名校，像 Harvard 或哈佛或者这个 Stanford， 从这些名校毕业，你可能很容易找到工作。
But if you want to advance in your job, IQ is not enough.
但是如果你想在工作中你想提升的话，这个智商光智商是不够的。
You need to know how to work with people. You have need to have people skill.
那你需要知道怎么和人相处，你需要知道这些为人相处的技巧。
This is the advice from this old timer, okay?
这是从我们从一个老一代的人的这个
老人家讲话 ，okay?
那样忠告。
I'm over 60 years old. I think I've got the right to say I'm old.
我现在已经六十多岁了，我想我有这个权利来给你们忠告。
Don't just dwell lopsidedly on intellect.
所以就不要片面的这个强调这个智力。
Especially for parents who are raising your kids.
就是特别是对这个在抚养孩子的父母而言。
It is important to teach your children how to handle interpersonal relationship.
当然对也非常的重要，来教养你的孩子怎么来处理人际关系。
But how did Daniel and his friends develop such high EQ?
那但以理和他的朋友是怎么能够有这样的情商的。
I personally think that it's because from their God-fearing attitudes.
我个人认为是因为他们一个从一个敬畏神的态度而来的。
And there's a Chinese saying, if God is not in your heart, you have no regard for people.
有一个中文的谚语是说，心中无神就目中无人。
In Daniel and his friend's mind, that they only serve, they think that they know that they're only serving God.
在但以理和他的朋友眼里，他们只是在服侍神。
So it doesn't matter what they do, God is the center of the activities.
所以不管他们做什么，那神一直是他们一切活动生活的中心。
So they learn how to respect God, and they learn how to respect people.
他们知道怎么来敬畏神，他也知道怎么来尊重人。
And we know the result of Daniel's dedication to God.
我们也知道这个但以理他们这样敬畏神的一个结果。
The four young men look better and fatter, you know, after 10 days of waters and veggie.
所以在这四个年轻人去吃了十天的光水和蔬菜以后，他们要长得更胖，也更长得更好。
This is against all scientific rationale, okay?
这好像不符合我们这个科学的这个常规。
This is the diet food, you know, veggie and water is your diet supposed to be on diet, you know, it's supposed to get you thinner.
这些如果只是水和蔬菜的话，这个是应该是节食的方式，就是让你变得更瘦。
But they are getting fatter, you know, which is I don't know where they get their protein to grow. Okay, so anyway, this is all against scientific rationale.
所以他们就是变得更胖，我们也不知道他们从哪里能够得到这些蛋白质啊。当然，这些就是说这是不符合科学的这个常规的。
But you can see clearly that God intervened because their faith in God.
所以从这里可以清楚的看到神在干预了这件事情。
But no matter, no questions that these three friends, Daniel and his three friends, are models for us how to serve God.
那从这里面我们看到他们一个很好的一个典范，他们怎么来服侍神。
But so are Paul, so is Paul, so is Moses, so is Noah, so is Joshua. All of them can be our examples, models.
所以这个信心的伟人，包括摩西，包括这些人，都是可以作为我们服侍的这个典范。
The list can go on to some non-Christians too.
那这个名单也可以到这些非基督徒里面。
Like Gandhi in India.
印度的这个甘地。
And the Confucius in China.
可是中国的这个孔子。
And many many others, you know, who are not Christians yet they give their life for others.
那些人就是说，虽然不是基督徒，但是他们愿意把自己的生命奉献给别人。
Personally, I feel that I can learn from both Christians and non-Christians.
那我觉得我就是可以从信徒和非信徒都能够学到功课。
So when I read the Bible, the most important thing to me is not individual, how individual behave, how could they be our models.
那我们当我们读经的时候，不是说这个，看到这些人能怎么成为我们的典范。
But rather, the most important thing to me is through these people, what do we learn about God?
那就是从这些人的身，我们应该学到的是从这些人身上，我们从神那里能够学到什么。
What these people are just tools in God's hand to manifest Himself to us. What kind of God He is?
那就是神通过这些人身上的作为，来显示出神是一个什么样的属性。
People come and go.
人人来这个人去。
But only God stays and works in our life.
那就是神一直在我们的生命之中，也一直。在顾念我们。
In the book chapter 1 of Daniel, we know that God is in control of human history.
在这个但以理书第一章，我们知道神在我们的生活中一直在掌控。
And you can see from this verse alone that He gave the four young men the wisdom, the intellect.
在十七节他说了，神给这四个人，给赐给他们聪明。
And also in verse 2, the beginning, God gave.The country, the king, the Judah king Joachim, you know, to the hands of the Babylonian king.
在第二节，神也把这个犹大王交在巴比伦王的手中。
And in verse 9, God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials.
在第九节，神也使但以理在这些官员面前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
And you can see all these things, God's hand is behind.
所以在所有的事情上。神的手是在其中的做工。
What does this knowledge of God's sovereignty have to do with us?
那关于这个神的主权的知识跟我们有什么关系呢？
Now in the Bible there are two types of knowledge.
在圣经里面有两种知识。
The one type is we learn with our head.
那第一种是说用我们的头来学习的知识。
Head knowledge, okay? And the second thing we learn from our experience.
第二种方式我们从我们的经验来学习。
And that's the experiential knowledge.
这个是生活经验而得到的智慧。
So we should not only know God in our head, but we should know it in our heart.
我们不仅仅只是从头脑上认识神，我们应该从我们的心来认识神。
So a lot of people say that, you know, some people just miss salvation by only 18 inches.
所以有这样一个说法，就是有些人就是在18寸的距离之间错过了神的救恩。
They know it here, but don't transfer it here, okay?
他们在头脑知道，但是他们没有转变人的心里面的。
I'm a little bit shorter than my lovey, less than 18 inches here, okay? So for taller guys, about 18 inches, right? From here to here.
可能我矮一点，可能从我的头到我的心呢，不到十八寸。
Also, here if you see that God is in control, not only the believers, God also in control of the unbelievers.
从这些我们能看得出来，神不仅仅掌控这个信仰的信徒的生活，也掌控这些还不认识他的人的这些生活作为。
He's in control of powerful people. He's also in control of ordinary people.
他掌管这些有权力的人，也掌管这些普通人。
In the latter part of the book, we will see that Daniel, the king of Nebuchadnezzar, was given a dream.
在后来我们知道这个尼布加撒王有一个后来有个梦。
And he forget it, but then God revealed it to Daniel.
他忘记了这个梦，但是后来神通过但以理告诉他这个梦。
And later on, in his ruling life, no, he become insane for 7 years.
在后来，他这个尼布加撒的王有七年就变得这个癫狂。
But they receive him back later, you know, to restore his kingdom.
但后来他也就是变得清醒了，他还是得到他的王位。
Now all these kings were unbelievers, you know, when this event took place.
那这些国王他们实际上他们在这些事情发生的时候，他们还不是基督徒。
But they were brought, you know, down to the knee to worship the only true God, Jehovah.
他们因为这些也是向耶和华神来屈膝。
At times we restrict God with our own imagination.
有时候我们就是用我们的想象来限制我们的神。
We think that maybe unbeliever will never listen and they will just do whatever they want to do.
那有时候我们在想这些还没有信的人，他们不会听从的，他们只是想自己想做什么就做什么。
We decide for God what is possible and what is not possible for Him.
我们替神做决定，什么是可能，什么是不可能。
But in the book of Daniel, it clearly shows us that believers or non-believers alike, God is in control of them.
那在这个本书但以理书里面。我们知道这个信徒和非信徒，他们都是一样的，都是在神的这个主权之下。
Even in recent history, we see God's hands all over the map.
即使在近代历史中，我们也能看到神施恩的手在这个历史之中。
Hitler tried to eradicate the Jews, you know, very hard, trying very hard to eradicate all the Jews.
那当然神也也拯救了这个犹太人。
And even when Hitler tried so hard, God preserved them.
尽管这些在这个艰难的试炼之中，神还是这个保守了他们。
Because they're chosen by God.
因为他们是神所拣选的。
And there's a culture survival of the church during the Cultural Revolution.
那当然，在这个中国的这个文革的时候，也有一些教会能够存活下来。
At the time, the government want to eradicate all the religions in China.
在那个时候，这个政府他是想把这些所有的这个教会都铲除的。
宗教都铲，
所有的宗教都会铲除
，especially Christianity，
特别是这个基督教。
那 we can go on and on and on, you know, see God how God preserves His people.
那我们呢一直在讲，就是看到神的手是怎么来保守属于他的百姓。
We look at the current status of the church.
那我们看一看我们现在这个教会的现状。
We know we conclude that the church is going downhill.
我们想能做出这样的结论，教会是一直在走下坡路。
Most people are just churchgoers. They don't care to take their faith seriously.
可能很多人都只是就是来教会而已，他们并没有把他们的信仰看得很重。
我们去做礼拜是来教会做一做礼拜天 ，OK， 做礼拜。 Okay. So they just come to church, you know, you just Sunday church goer, okay? Just come on Sunday because of the habit, tradition, or whatever.
哎，他们只是来教会，只是星期天来一下教会，也许是因为他们的习惯，还是别的原因。
I mean, look at the society.
那我们看看我们现在的这个社会。
And we've shown that morality is definitely going downhill.
那这些道德也是世风日下。
Many young people care about nothing except having fun.
可能很多年轻人啊，除了这个娱乐以外，什么都不在乎。
There's so many broken families.
也有很多这个破碎的家庭。
And people are so mean to each other.
人们也彼此就是都是互相之间都很差劲。
We look at the economy.
那我们看看现在的这个经济。
Whether it's local or global.
不管是当地的还是这个全球的经济。
It's very unstable, right?
这个很不稳定。
No one knows what's going to happen next.
那没人知道这个接下去会发生什么。
No one knows whether we have job tomorrow.
那我们也不知道明天会不会还工作还在。
And we look at the world.
那我们看看这个世界。
The countries are in conflicts.
那么这些国家他们在冲突之中。
And the weapons are being more and more powerful.
这些武器也变得更有力 更强大。
And see the people against people, nations against nations.
就是国要攻打国，人要人和人之间也是在斗争。
By the time we look at all the things around us,
那我们看看这个是我们周围发生的所谓的事情。
We might make the same comment as one lady made during the California fire.
我们可能就是回得像这个在加州发大。加州的这个大火，这个女士所所评论的这样。
I think she lives in the town of Paradise, California.
她住在这个加州一个叫天堂的一个镇。
So it must be pretty good, right? Because it's being named Paradise, you know, the town being named Paradise. But 80-90% of the house were burned down.
就这个镇的名字叫天堂，可能应该环境不错，但是就是大概90%的这些房子都被烧毁了。
The Paradise turned to the hell, right? So
天堂就变成了地狱。
Anyway, at that time, you know, she just made a comment because her home was being burned down too.
因为她的房子也被烧毁了，所以她就这样说了。
God must be on vacation.
那神是不是也度假去了
？If God's not on vacation, why these things happen?
如果神不是在度假的话，那这些事情怎么会发生呢
？It is of great comfort. God never take a vacation. Okay.
但是让我们感到安慰的是，神实际上从来他。不需要度假的。
He has everything. Even though we see things are going downhill, he has everything in his hand.
即使我们看到世风日下，但实际上所有的事情都是在神的掌控之中。
Except a lot of things don't happen the way we want it to be.
只是说很多事情不是按照我们的想法来发生的。
It is not our duty to tell God what to do.
当然不是我们的责任来告诉神怎么做。
Our duty is to maintain a God-fearing heart.
我们的责任是一直能够持守我们一个敬畏神的态度。
You have noticed that life is always two-tracked.
就是生活实际上一直总是有两条轨道。
Always one side is good, one side is bad things always happen at the same time.
一面是好的，另一面是不好的，总是同时发生的。
So among all the you say good bad lucks, think about it, you might have some good lucks among them too, you know?
那你想想，你们自己在生活之中是不是也有发生一些好的事情？
And that's the way God tried to keep us in track.
我想这也是神用这样的方式让我们来保持在正轨上。
Too much blessing makes us forget about Him.
如果太多的祝福，有时候让我们忘记神。
Too much problems makes us too discouraged.
如果太多的问题的话，又让我们灰心。
So God always keeps us in between, okay?
所以神就让我们总是在在这保守在这个两个之间。
Just remember, God is still the law of all.
那请记住，那神是所有的主。
And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督从昨日到今日到永远是一直是一样的。
This will give us the comfort, bring us the comfort, regardless what happened around us.
所以这样就是无论我们身边发生什么，这也让我们感到安慰。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。是的，天父，从亘古到永远，你是神，你也是顾念我们的神，因为你不是在远在高天冷眼看着这个世界上发生的一切，你是用了恩典和怜悯来把我们从罪恶中拯救出来，让我们能够进入你光明的国度。是的，主，我们求你 保守我们有这样一个属灵的眼睛，能够看见你一直与我们的同在，你一直在顾念着我们，你也赐予我们力量和智慧，在地上过我们每一天的日子，让我们能够真的是刚强壮胆，让我们无论周围发生什么事情，我们知道我们是属于你的。是的，主，我们感谢你的恩典，也感谢你借着今天这个 Steve 来讲解这个但以理书，让我们能够看见有这样的榜样，让我们能够从中得到鼓舞，能够得到安慰，让我们也知道幕后的日子也是如此的。是的，主，我们感谢你。这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求。